Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Gayable Boy, I tell you, I'm so turned around today. I did that twice. I had to go back in and change it. Welcome to In the Studio with your girl, Lennis, here at the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. I'm so glad that you're here. Well, you know, the NFL season has begun, and I'm excited at this year's lineups and cuts. So each week, I will keep you updated with the latest in entertainment news, news of the weird, and just about all sports updates. If you have a comment or an opinion about the show's discussions, please call in at 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Sorry for the door. That was my cat coming in. Yeah, he knows how to open the door. That ain't a that ain't a lie. Simba thinks he's human. So anyway, I'm waiting for my partner to call in. Saturday mornings we have an NFL show and collegiate show. It's called the Tailgate and Party Shoutout. It's by Dave Capers of Dave the Rave, the Razorblade Express. Every Saturday morning, 7 o'clock on the West Coast, and on the East Coast it's at 10 a.m., and it's for 2 hours. So West Coast, you're 7 to 9. East Coast, you're 10 to 12. And we talk about all the collegiate games, what's going on, whatever, and then we also talk about the NFL. And we have another friend joining us this year from Canada, Mr. Walter Dubai, who will also be talking about the Canadian leagues and what's going on up there. But, of course, he says ours are a lot more exciting. So, anyway, I'll tell you what, until Dave calls in, well, maybe I can talk a little bit about it, because I know he'll be calling back in shortly. So anyway, last week on the show, we all at the end of the show, and we'll be doing it again. We do it every show. The last 15 minutes of the show, we do predictions of what we think is going to happen. Now, I'm telling you, Dave mentioned it on his show just earlier on the Razorblade Express. We were outdone. We thought for sure some of the picks that we did, you know, some things you can go a few points either way. And some you're just sure, like, hey, I know that team is going to win. And so we were kind of bamboozled last weekend. And, you know, Dave and I are pretty good. I just want to put that out there. Michael Strahan and Bradshaw, come on now. Y'all know that we the best that it is on the East or the West Coast. So anyway, I just wanted to talk about how we were bamboozled by these games. I don't know, y'all, if it's Mercury retrograde or if it's just, you know, that's how the teams are playing right now. So anyway, with the Steelers and the Patriots, all three of us had took the Steelers, so we lost that one. Then the next one up was the Packers and the Bears. Dave and Walt, they won because they took the Packers, who won. Oh, I'm sorry. Green Bay was 31-23, so Green Bay won. So Dave and Walt won. Me, no. And then the next game was the Chiefs and the Titans. And, wait a minute, hold on. I don't want to go too fast. Wait a minute, where are we at? And the Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs won that 27-20. Well, Walt was the only one that took the Kansas City Chiefs, so let's give him another scratch mark. Me and Dave were wrong on that one. We took the Texans. The next one was the Cleveland Browns and the Jets. The Browns lost 10-31. Now, all three of us took the Browns, but guess what? NFL Access, who also is joining our show or listens in to the show, they took the Jets. So, again, we lost on that one. Okay, let me check and see if my partner, Dave, if my mentor, not partner, is in. Nope. Okay, so we'll continue on. Let's see. So the next one was the Colts. Let me see. Yes, the Colts and the Bills. And it was 27, the Bills 27, the Colts 14. And we did win on that one because we all took. Oh, no, we didn't. We lost on that one because the Bills won. Damn, that's another one. Okay, the next one was the Dolphins and the Redskins. Dolphins 17, the Redskins 10. We all won on that one. We all took the Dolphins, so we had that one correct. I can give us a hash mark, my first one. Okay, let's see, who else? Oh, the Panthers and the Jaguars. Ooh, the Panthers ran away with it. You hear me? 20-9. They ran away. Well, Gaia and Walt took the Panthers, so we won. Dave took the Jaguars. The score was 20-9, Panthers. So I can give another one to Walt and one for me. Okay, next one was Seahawks. Oh, okay, hold up. We got to talk for a minute. Let me check and see if Dave is here. No. Okay, now we got to talk about the Seahawks. I don't know what was going on. I have never seen Russell Wilson sacked so many times, y'all. That was utterly, and it was just ridiculous. It really was. I don't know what other word to say. It was like, do you guys see him standing there? Then why aren't you trying to help him or something? But, yeah, Raiders played their butts off. I will give them kudos. It was 34-31. To be honest with y'all, it was a really good game. Now, Marshawn Lynch's mother, Mariota, she was pissed with the game player that they need to fire him and find another game player. Well, something sure wasn't right. But you know what I'm going to tell y'all? Give the Seahawks a little patience. Give them a little patience. We'll be there. I know we got to get everything melt, you know, together because I want to see them go out there and like, hey, don't always go for a touchdown. If you can get a field goal, go for it. It's like by any means possible. Okay, Seahawks. You guys are an excellent team, and you're doing good. And my prediction is that you will be back to the Super Bowl and the winner this year, not only to prove a point, but to show that you guys ain't no slouch. So anyway, for the Seahawks, we lost on that one because all three of us took the Seahawks. So, yeah. Anyway, next game up was the Saints and the Cardinals, 31-19 Cardinals. And all three of us took the Cardinals. Yay! So we won on that one. That was a good choice. That gives 5 to Walt, 3 to Dave, and 3 to Gaia. Okay. So as we move along, I'm telling you, they just bamboozled us, y'all. I don't know what was going on there. Okay, and the next one, let's see, Saints and the Cardinals. No, we're down to Detroit Lions. Hey, Detroit Lions, 28 Chargers. Yes, the Chargers beat the Detroit Lions, and we all took the Detroit Lions, but the Chargers beat them 33-28. Okay, the Titans and the Buccaneers. The Titans 42 over Tampa Bay 14. We all took the we all did take the Buccaneers. So Gay and Dave took the Buccaneers. The only one was Walt. Walt did take the Titans. Okay, good choice. Next team up is the Bengals and the Raiders. Bengals 3, Raiders 13. And what did we do? All three of us took Broncos, so we won that one. Yes, we did. Ha ha. We sure did. All three of us won on that one. All right. Better ask somebody. Okay, and the next game was the New York Giants and the Cowboys. Cowboys 27-26. You know what? I was pulling for the Cowboys. So, I mean, I don't really like either one of the teams, but I wanted to see the Cowboys beat the Giants. Well, Dave and Walt had the Giants Boo-hoo! And Gaia had the Cowboys, so I get another point. Ha ha. Mhm. I got a little look. I don't know what I'm getting so happy for and jumping up and down. Okay, and the next one was let's see, we got the New York Giants. Oh no, that's Monday's game. Okay, so Monday we've got the Eagles and the Falcons. Yeah, this Monday. And the Falcons won. I took the Falcons, so I got it. Dave and Walt took the Eagles. So, that's another point for me. And the last game, the final, was Vikings and the 49ers. 49ers 40 over the Vikings 3. I was shocked. And all three of us took the Vikings. Yes, we did. We were just, you know, so sure. It was hard for me to believe. I was like, okay. But anyway, that's what I've got so far for the NFL. But I also have, let me see. I also have a thing from what the top standing is right now. So let me see. Can I find that right quick? Or I'll tell you what. While I look for that for the top standings, let me go ahead and go into, let's see, entertainment news, and then we'll go to a short break. Okay, entertainment news. After 30 years and a scandal that rocked the world, Vanessa Williams is making her triumph return to the Miss America pageant. Say what? In 1984, Williams became the first African-American to hold that title. 10 months later, she was stripped of her crown after Penthouse published nude photos of her that she took prior to becoming Miss America. After being pushed to resign her crown, Williams and her team rallied and she started from scratch. After 3 decades of Grammy, Emmy, and Tony nominations and box office hits, platinum and gold selling music and TV and music tours, Williams, 52, and I tell you, the woman looked like she's 40, is arguably the most successful Miss America of all time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that. She bounced back royalty with both a successful family and career. Williams will be serving as a judge during the pageant, and she says it was just the right time to bring things back full circle. The Miss America pageant airs this past Sunday, September 13th, and that was on ABC. Okay, after a sold-out stadium stand-up performance in Philly, hometown comedian Kevin Hart is coming back to Philly. He'll be there January 15th on Friday, so remember. Okay, Janet Jackson's latest album, Unbreakable, is coming out October 2nd in about 4 weeks. She's currently on the Unbreakable tour and is stopping in Philly at the West Fargo Center. So y'all back there, she'll be there on the 24th. It's the Bruno Mars is heading Super Bowl's golden anniversary. What? Reports are flying all over the place, y'all, that because of his stellar performance in 2014, the NFL wants Bruno Mars to return and celebrate Super Bowl 50, which airs on Sunday, February 7th from Santa Clara, California. Well, all righty then. Go on with it. The October issue of Essence magazine is celebrating TV titan Shonda Rhimes and her shows Grey's Anatomy, How to Get Away with Murder, and Ouch! Scandal. The writer-producer is the cover subject for Essence Rhimes' show, whose shows all air on ABC Thursday night lineup is splitting the cover with the cast of her shows. Looking for covers from Rhimes, Viola Davis, Kerry Washington, Chandra Wilson, the cast of Grey's Anatomy, James Pickens Jr., Jason George, Kelly McCreary, and Jerrica Hinton, and the cast of How to Get Away with Murder. Aja Nahomi King, Alfred Enoch, and Billy Brown. Huge media blitz. This is all part of a huge media blitz. Sorry for that. And the will also have stories in People and Entertainment Weekly. Yay! All three shows return to ABC Thursday night lineup September 24th. Write that down, y'all. September 24th. Rhymes will also sit down with her fellow TV titan, Oprah Winfrey. Rhymes will discuss motherhood and how she lost 100 pounds on November 15th, Super Bowl Sunday on OWN. I'm telling you, y'all, she looks great. You know who I thought she was? She looks like Jill Scott. And then when I read that it was Chandra, I was like, wow, she's lost a lot of weight. And she looks beautiful. Well, speaking of the Mighty O, she's landed an interview with Jimmy Carter. Winfrey will have an exclusive with the former U.S. president on his legacy, humanitarian efforts, politics, faith, and health. Carter, 90, announced earlier this year he's fighting cancer, which has spread to his brain. The Winfrey Carter sit-down will air on September 27th on Super Soul Sunday on OWN. Grace Jones pulls out no punches. The pull-up to the bumper singer will former Bound Bond leading lady has released her new memoir titled I'll Never Write My Memoirs. Then why did she write it, Grace? She does hold back calling Beyonce, Rihanna, and even Nicki Minaj middle of the road. Jones also goes into her acting, singing, and various escapades in the entertainment industry on her terms. Mm-hmm. The 90s Fresh Festival is coming to the Liqueur Center of Temple Campus at Broad and Montgomery, and this is going to be on October 11th, so y'all get ready. Let me tell you who's coming back there. You got Belle Biv and DeVoe, Brian McKnight, Guy Michelet, and Shantae Moore. Okay, we're going to take, let's get this in, then we'll take a break. Patti LaBelle is coming to the Cooking Channel. That's right, Patti LaBelle's Place airs Sunday, September 27th at 8 p.m. on the Cooking Channel. And let me tell y'all, Patti done lost weight. She's another one that's looking very, very good. You know she's a diabetic, and she changed her whole eating habits, and I think she even came out with a diabetic cookbook, if I'm not mistaken, but she looks great. The Festival of Praise Gospel Concert is happening Sunday, November 8th at, again, the LaCour Center on Broad and Montgomery. Featured will be Hezekiah Walker, Fred Hammond, Donnie McClurkin, Israel Houghton, and Kim Burrell. Terrence Howard is doing damage control regarding his personal life because it's placing his career in jeopardy. This past summer saw details of his private life made public as he battled it out with his second wife, Michelle Gent. It was also reported that he had divorced his current wife, Miranda Pack Howard, who just gave birth to his son. Howard says he and his current wife are still together and very much in love. This despite the fact that they quietly separated and divorced over the summer. Howard is all set for a new season of his hit Fox show Empire. He plays Lucius Lyon, and the last season left off with his character being sent to turn things around to jail. Howard is getting his life together and is willing to do whatever it takes to turn things around. The new season of Empire kicks off September 23rd, which is this week, with a slew of special guests, including Ludacris, Alicia Keys, Lenny Kravitz, and Kelly Rowland, just to name a few. The Empire cast is also currently featured on the latest issue of Vogue magazine. All right, Saturday Night Live is gearing up for a new season. The Weeknd is scheduled to be a musical guest on October 10th, and Tracy Morgan will be the host on October 17th. So don't forget that, y'all. Be sure and tune in. Oh, there he is. Okay, everybody, let's welcome Dave the Rave of the Razor Blade Express. Hi, Dave. Is this Dave? Hello? Hello? Dave? Hello? Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought that was you. Well, thank you for listening in. Anyway, you're welcome. I'm glad you're joining the show. Gonna take a quick break, and I'll be back just shortly. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark O'Give the Fuck from 93 TV. This is my co-host, Bob Budokugo. Bob, say hi.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. We've got a crowd that's in a frenzy, Bob. Let's go down to the announcers for the start of the game.
Oh,
everybody. I'm sorry I forgot. I was on mute. Welcome back to the Essence of Success Radio Network. The show is in the studio with Linus here on Blog Talk Radio. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And I do apologize for that delay for a moment. It was, had it on mute. Okay, Taraji P. Henson is the cover girl for the October issue of Glamour Magazine. WDAS morning man Steve Harvey is getting a new show on NBC. In addition to his radio show, Family Feud, and his self-titled daytime talk show, Harvey is going to be hosting a new children's talent show on NBC called Little Big Shots. Children between the ages of 2 and 12 will be competing. Steve Harvey and fellow talk show host comedian Ellen DeGeneres will be the executive producers of the show. That's so sweet. Here are some dates for some returning TV shows. The new season of The Real kicks off September 14th. Wendy Williams also returns with a new season on September 14th. Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder, a.k.a. Shonda Rhimes TV, return to ABC Thursday night lineup on September 24th. And check this out, y'all. Wesley Snipes is back with a new NBC drama, The Player, is on September 24th this week. You know I'm going to check that out. I'm not a very big Wesley Snipes fan, but you know what? I'm mad at you, brother. Make your money. So I'll be watching that. Wesley Snipes called The Player starting September 24th. Will Smith returns to the big screen on Christmas Day in the movie Concussion. The movie is about Dr. Bennett Amalu, played by Smith, who found the link between football and concussions and how many players have suffered with brain injuries after their careers ended. Hill Harper, Alec Baldwin, Albert Brooks, and Juju Mapatha-Raw also star. Congratulations to legendary filmmaker Spike Lee. Lee will be receiving the Governor's Award from the Academy Awards. Lee, known for his film Malcolm X, Do the Right Thing, and She's Gotta Have It, will be honored for the 7th annual Governor's Award. Congratulations to Spike Lee. Speaking of the Academy, Reginald Hoodlin, TV executive and director of House Party, Boomerang, and Serving Sarah, will co-produce this year's Oscars, airing on ABC February 28th. Well, congratulations to you, Reginald. All right. Grace Jones pulls no punches. Oh, yeah, we just talked about that. I see the cover of her book, y'all. Listen. I was talking about the other women looking good. Grace Jones looks pretty good because you know she's in her 50s. Go on, Grace. I ain't mad at you, girl. The Best of the Isley Brothers is being released in a new box set featuring 23 of their albums, 23 songs from their albums from RCA Victor and the Isley's own T-Neck label, named for their New Jersey hometown, T-Neck. These recordings from 1959 to 1983 feature the span of the most successful streak of the Isley Brothers' career, including doo-wop, R&B, rock, funk, disco, protest music, and, of course, their famous slow jams. The Isley Brothers, the RCA Victor and T-Neck Album Masters, 1959 and 1983, is now available in your local music stores. Tamar Braxton and Chaka Khan and Paula Deen are coming to Dance with the Stars. Well, I saw the show. It started on Monday. I'll just wait. I don't want to make any comment. But I will read the news story. Let's start with Chaka Khan. The songstress has lost weight, kept it off, and is currently touring, sounding excellent. Her good friends Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight were on DWS.
The ladies didn't win, but they were a hit with the audience, and their fan base increased. Can Shaka make it through the fire of the dancing competition? Speaking of fire, Paula Deen is continuing on her comeback by competing on the show. Her once successful and highly rated cooking and food shows got pulled after two controversial hits. Her diabetes reveal and her use of the N-word confession. Dee's done apology tours and interviews, but this will be her highest profile to date. Can Dee build back? Oh, I'm sorry, my throat's dry. Do I have water in here? No. Can Dee build back her brand? Excuse me. Tamar Braxton has a pretty busy schedule, a new album, Calling All Lovers. Her talk show, The Real, returning September 14th, last week, and an upcoming tour with Kim. She looks amazing in the promos, and she is being partnered with last season's winner, Val Chermowski. The Dancing with the Stars season, as I said, began on Monday, and it's on ABC for anybody that is not aware what station it's on. Okay, something funny. Get ready for 50 Shades of Black. Excuse me, Marlon Wayans and Mike Epps headline a spoof of the hit film, 50 Shades of Grey, which grossed half $1 billion at the box office. Wayans, who had box office success with 200 House spoofs, is a co-writer and producer and will play entrepreneur Christian Black. Jane Seymour and comedians Fred Willard and Athlon Crockett, have also joined the cast. And that is the rest of entertainment news. We're going to take another quick little break here. This is Barry White. Preach, practice what you preach.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby.
What you preach? Is it?
Welcome back, everyone, to In the Studio with your girl, Linus, here on this Wednesday, September 16th. I'm so glad that you're here. This is on the show is on the Essence of Success Radio Network here at Blog Talk Radio. The phone number to the show, if you'd like to call in and comment about anything, news or sports, let me know. The phone number is 646-727-2914. We're always welcome to comments. Now, before I do News of the Weird and we have a few little laughs here, I want to pass along some information. You know, the new moon was on the 12th, correct? And the full moon is on the 27th. On the 13th, which was Sunday, was a solar eclipse. Yuppie. Right after the new moon. So, and we are in Mercury retrograde from the 17th, which begins Thursday, 9/17. To October 9th, you know, for those 3 weeks, you do not want to buy any big ticket item. You don't want to sign anything that's very important to you right now. So just wait out these 3 weeks. You could have vehicle problems, communication problems, because on the full moon on the 27th, we also have the lunar eclipse. You know, on full moon, things get crazy. But also, I want you to know both these eclipses are in. No, the first one's in Virgo. The second one, the solar eclipse, is in Libra. So, but anyway, back to Mercury retrograde from 9/17 to October 9th. Okay, you want to mark that on your calendar. So just be careful during those times. You want to also mark down September 23rd. Only I'm asking this because I feel like, something big might come that day. Maybe Earth changes of some kind. So anyway. All righty, well, let's go to News of the Weird. I know you've just been biting at the bits waiting for me to do it. Okay, government in action, the streets of Jackson, Mississippi. apparently have potholes that rival the worst in the country, but without adequate budget to fix them, according to Mayor Tony Yarbrough. His remedy offered earnestly to constituents in August, prayer. I believe we can pray potholes away. That's the best we can do. Selfies. Least competent people. Selfies continue to take their devastating toll on Americans. On August 30th, in Orient, Maine, driver Jordan Toner, 29, attempted to lean into a seven-person selfie among his passengers. Well, the fool crashed into a tree, y'all, causing numerous injuries. On August 24th, Alex Gomez, 36, of Lake Elsinore, California, tried to take one after draping an angry 4-foot rattlesnake around his neck. Let me repeat that. On August 24th, Alex Gomez, 36, of Lake Elsinore, California, tried to take a selfie by draping an angry 4-foot-long rattlesnake around his neck. The predictable bite was damaging but not fatal. On September 1st, in Houston, Texas, a 19-year-old man taking selfies while clumsily fondling his handgun. He's no longer with us. Make that clear. Another one to laugh about. How stupid can people be? Okay. Let's see what else. Thanks to the week. I know there's another one. Oh, here we go. A thief grabbed the purse of an elderly woman shopping with her husband at Fred Meyer's store in Spokane, Washington, on July 23rd and fled through a parking lot. They had no chance to catch the man, but he happened to run by a hospital nurse, Heidi Muat, 42, who surmised the situation and started after him. The thief quickly saw that Muat could outrun him, and he gave up the purse, which Muat returned to the couple. Muat later revealed her alter ego on her Spokane roller derby team. Ha, ha, ha. She is known as Miss Ida B. Showass. All right, then. That's pretty good. I had to give you a clap on that one, honey. I don't think of it. Oops, wrong one. Sorry. I meant to do the clap. Okay, let me see. Is there anything else? Here we go. In June, a drug dealer in Marseille, France, who was distributing loyalty cards to his best customers, fill up 10 squares and get a discount. In August, a small-time marijuana dealer in the central France town of Valnebain, pushed the envelope further by tapping 1-gram samples to hand-lettered leaflets offering home delivery for 100-year-olds orders, along with his first name and phone number. Stupid. The man was, of course, arrested, with the local police superintendent musing about the man's very special business card. You're just too funny. Okay, well, I want to cover baseball because we did do football. And I wanted to talk a little bit about baseball before we get out of here. So now these are the live games that are going on for you folks that watch baseball, the listening audience. Right now at the top of the eighth is Chicago 2, Pittsburgh 1, 2 outs. Top of the ninth, Washington 11, Philadelphia 2. Whew. Man, they just about running over them, okay? Bottom of the ninth, Boston 10, Baltimore 0, no outs. Ooh, look good. Okay, bottom of the eighth, Kansas City 1, Cleveland 5, one out. Bottom of the seventh, New York Yankees 2, Tampa Bay 1, 2 outs. Middle of the eighth, Toronto 7, Atlanta 1. Top of the ninth, Miami 5, New York Mets 0. Ooh, Miami 5 and New York Mets 0, and they got 2 outs. Okay, and Houston 1, Texas 9, and it's the top of the sixth. Texas 9, Houston 1, 2 outs. Bottom of the fourth, Oakland and Chicago. Chicago's 8, Oakland's 1. Okay, Steelers, I think it's St. Louis, I'm sorry. St. Louis and Milwaukee. St. Louis has 5, Milwaukee has 4. It's the top of the fifth, folks, with 2 outs. Detroit 2, Minnesota 0, top of the third with 3 outs. Middle of the first, San Diego 0 and Arizona 0. Now, you got 3 games. 7-10, let's see, I want to make sure that I think it's Los Angeles Angels, LAA, but I want to be correct. I don't want to say it wrong. Yes. Okay, at 7-10, Los Angeles Angels with the Seattle Mariners. Colorado, I never can say that right, at Los Angeles for a 7-10 p.m. game also. And the last one is Cincinnati at San Francisco, a 7:15 p.m. game. All right. Well, I'm glad that I brought that. That's a little bit better, kind of get you, you know what's going on. NCAAF, I don't know too much is going on over there, but I was trying to see. They're not really showing me anything. Let me see. Is there anything in tennis? You know, Serena, she even lost to her sister Venus. Yeah, but she was playing. They said she played her heart out last week. Prime to rise through ATP ranks. After a period lacking young talent on the ATP Tour, a new crew of teenagers is helping that age group make a comeback. Okay. That's all I have really for tennis, and it looks like all I have for sports. Yeah. So anyway, okay, well, you know what? We are just doing so good. I'm so tickled. We're almost at the end of the hour. And so let me just give a rundown on the shows right quick before I go off the air. Now, today is Wednesday, of course, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time or 9 p.m. on the East Coast is In the Studio with Linus. On Friday is Friday Traffic Jams with Gaius, it's me, it's my AKA, on Spreaker.com. Now, that's from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. And I try to play the music to get you going. I do a lot of old school because you don't hear all that cursing and bad names and all that. You know, it's like real music and a little bit of rap, depending what it is. But mostly it's old school music. So a little jazz and blues in between. But anyway, that's every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. on the West Coast. Otherwise, it's 9 to 11 on the East Coast. So please join me. Now, on Sundays at 3 o'clock, I'm back to Blog Talk Radio with Psychic Readings. That's free Psychic Readings every Sunday from 3 to 4:30. And it's myself and Miss Nina on Blog Talk Radio here at the Essence of Success Radio Network. So Sunday at 3 p.m., tune in to Blog Talk Radio from 3 to 4:30 for free psychic readings. It's one question per caller, and the chat room is always open. Miss Nina is your moderator. Then on Tuesday, I'm back to Spreaker.com at 5 o'clock for 1 hour of music. And, you know, just be doing little things, having fun or whatever. Last, not this Tuesday because I was unable to be on the air, but the Tuesday before, I was clowning Trump's. Ain't no sense in me lying. I was clowning him. But I had fun doing it. What can I say? So anyway, that's every Tuesday from 5 to 6. And then it brings you back to today, to Wednesday, in the studio with me at 6 o'clock. So please join me next Wednesday for, again, In the Studio with Linus, with entertainment news, news of the weird, sports, finding out how football did their second week. I gave you the first week status, so be sure and tune in Saturday mornings at 10 p.m. on the East Coast, 7 p.m. on the West Coast on Spreaker.com for a tailgate and shout-out party with Dave Capers. If you don't remember the name of the show, look up Dave Capers, and it'll take you right down to the show. And we will be discussing collegiate games as well as NFL sports. It's four guys and one girl, me. So join us. We have a ball. And actually, our predictions are pretty good, to be honest with you. Okay, well, let's close this out. Thank you again, everybody, for joining me today. And if no one's told you that they love you, I do. Thank you.